Not everyone likes the distinctive loud click of relays accompanying the switching on of lights in most home automation products available. Neither does everyone have a neutral wire available in the junction box. It may have been unnecessary in old installations, and its absence makes it difficult to connect some of the smart controllers. The product shown here solves both of these problems at the same time. I bought the LZWSM16-2 for £65 from the Polish importer. The LZWSM16-2 is characterized by its small size, only 39x39x19mm. The device has two channels, can control two devices, and allows two buttons to be connected. It supports a load of up to 200 watts. The device normally works with the Tuya Cloud, but I tested it with Home Assistant via Zigbee 2MQTT and CC2531. It is seen as TS0012, but strangely, HA suggests it is powered by a battery. However, this does not affect its performance. The whole thing is indeed noiseless and can cope with a connected bulb. I tested the whole thing quickly on a table before plugging it in. Forgive the cottage industry aspect of the experiment. This is where it could end, but I still wanted to look inside. First, we see the rectifier bridge, additional rectifier diodes from the mode without neutral wire, and the LDO AMS1117. The traces of moisture inside are a bit worrying. When the whole thing is removed from the case, you can see how everything has been nicely packed by the manufacturer. The communication module is a ZTU from Tuya. Next to it, we have capacitors and two BTA1600BW triacs. These triacs replace the relays. In addition, we have thermal protection. Device page according to my HA. Potentially a more fitting site, perhaps they updated the listing after I tested. I recommend an update, because according to the LZWSM16-2 profile, there are additional entities allowing, among other things, to specify the type of connected button. In summary, the device looks promising. The whole thing is small, compact, and quiet and undemanding. Literally, no neutral wire needed. The question, of course, is how it will be with the stability of operation, but time will tell. Do you use this type of switch? P.S. I am enclosing the manual.